Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm Connor. Welcome to the 4P's Short Breaks Takeover. We have got the adults out of the studio, and we have a lot of great music and interesting chats before we give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6pm. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, this is Cassidy with the weather for the week. Monday the 25th of July, sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 21 and lows of 14. Tuesday the 26th of July, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 21 and lows of 25. Wednesday the 27th of July, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 13. Thursday the 28th of July, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 22, lows of 14. And Friday the 29th of July, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 21 and lows of 16. I'm Cassidy.
Got a message from the Isle of Wight deer farm here. With the grass so dry and air temperatures so hot, the deer really appreciate it when our neighbours bring over to the farm their leaves, branches, grass, hedge trimming, and even brambles they take out from the gardens. In the middle of today's scorching heat, they all came when we dropped two big bags of branches and leaves, as it was a refreshing aperitif for them. If you happen to have any fruit that has fallen from trees and will go to rot, or any green residue such as leaves, branches, grass, hedge trimmings, etc., that you have to dispose of, do consider bringing it to the farm to feed the deer. We will happily treat you to one of our tours as a thank you for your generosity. First up, we have Musicians Monday Meetup. Guitar, keyboard, ukulele, vocal and lots more at the Gracile Hotel in Shanklin every Monday evening. Matt James at Key Arts in Newport at 6pm. Cow's Concert Band at Rylestone Bandstand in Shanklin at 8pm. On Tuesday we have Bob Howarth Big Band at Rylestone Bandstand in Shanklin from 7:45pm and Into the Woods at Shanklin Theatre from 7pm. Wednesday 27th we have Ben Stubbs at Edgestone Vineyard at 1pm. Platform 1 presents at Strings Bar and Venue at 7pm. Sandown Shanklin Military Band at Rylestone Gardens in Shanklin from 8pm. Thursday 28th of July we have Chris Quinton at Edgestone Vineyard from 1pm. Obscure Colours at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7pm. And Open Mic Night at the Duke of York and Cowes every Thursday evening. Friday we have Gramophone Jazz at Moncton Arts in Ryde from 7pm. And the History of Rock in Shanklin Theatre at 7:30pm.
Famous birthdays, part one. So first one is David Dobrik, which is a YouTube star. That is a person that I've actually heard of. He's quite a famous YouTuber. You haven't heard of him?
No, not Jim, it's not worth.
I haven't heard of him.
Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah. And Paul Wesley.
This is the recipe for the day. Stuff baked potatoes. For the ingredients you need, baking potatoes, butter and salt and black pepper. The method is preheat the oven to 200 degrees or 400 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 6. Scrub or wash potatoes well. Pick 3 or 4 times with a fork. Stick them in the oven for 1 hour. When cool enough to handle, slice each potato in half. Spin the potato flesh into a bowl. Add butter, salt and pepper. Mash really well with a fork. Pile mix back into the skins and place on a baking tray and bake for 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh,
Hi, this is James from Vectis Radio with some jokes. What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes? Do you think he saw us? What's a stone's favourite type of music? Rock music. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? 10 tickles. I said there would be jokes. I didn't say they'd be good jokes.
White Aviation Museum are requesting help from you if you can. They are looking for weekend volunteers for Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. You can join their friendly team. For more information, visit www.whiteaviationmuseum.org.uk or phone/text 07949 704052.
Famous Birthdays Part 2. So we have got David Dobrik, which is the YouTube star. He was born in 1996.
26.
Yes. Daniel Radcliffe, which is the movie actor, who was born in 1989.
33.
Yeah. Paul Wesley, TV actor, born in 1982.
40.
Yes. There are some weird holidays in this one today. This first one is All or Nothing Day on Tuesday the 26th of July. It encourages people to overcome the obstacles, disregard their concerns, and make a significant commitment to a better life. Everyone has something they would want to do if only they weren't so afraid. Whether it be filling out a job application or saying I'm sorry to someone. As it states, you might get everything or nothing at all, but at least the barrier has been removed. You can succeed or fail, but hesitation is no longer holding you back. Take advantage of now, because you won't have it forever. And the second one we've got, which is my personal favourite one, Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day on Wednesday the 27th of July. Provides proud plant owners with the opportunities to showcase their leafy neighbours to the neighbourhood. They can appreciate one other plants and share advice on how to take care of them. Since plants grow throughout their lives, you can use this day to repot those that may be getting too big for their current container. You can move your plant to a new spot inside the house, perhaps with greater sunlight, by taking it on a walk. There is also no better time to introduce your family to a houseplant if you don't already have one. And the third one is Talk in a Lift Day. On Friday the 29th, encourages us to break the ice and possibly create a new friend or contact for business. Everyone has experienced the unnecessary silence that follows entering a confined space with strangers they don't know. Being polite appears to imply that others around you are bound to silence and that it will be impolite to disturb the hollowed silence of the lift ride. No, instead of waiting awkwardly till someone gets off, you can break the taboo of this day and make a new acquaintances by starting a conversation in the elevator. So me, James and Connor are going to do our game review. The game we have decided to talk about is a game called Skyrim. So James, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, I don't know much about Skyrim, but I know it's a role-playing game. You've got dragons, you've got elves, and you've got dwarves. Well, they're not there, but...
Yes.
And you can do all sorts of different things. You can steal stuff from people.
Basically, it's a pretty old game. It's a pretty old, like, fantasy
game.
Made
in 1988.
No, it came out...
No, it wasn't. It was made, like, in...
2012, I think.
It had its 10-year anniversary, so... Yeah, about 2012.
Yeah.
So it's quite an old game, fantasy game. It's all, like, magical stuff, dragons and all that. It's part of a series
and
called The Elder Scrolls.
And actually, a pretty sad storyline.
Huh?
It's a pretty sad storyline.
Yes. Bit of. It's part of a series called Elder Scrolls. And basically, Skyrim, you choose a race, and basically you're this special person called the Dragonborn.
And that means you can use these powerful shouts.
You can speak dragons.
You can speak the language of dragon. And you're the only one that can keep a dragon dead permanently by consuming its soul when you kill the dragon.
That sounds morbid.
People take advantage of that and makes you, they kill all of them.
I have got so many mods that change the game, and it's really funny.
Well, is that the one where you like cheese spawns?
Okay, that's.
So yeah, Skyrim is quite a good game, quite old, and all that.
It's a 16 or 18?
It's 18.
Skyrim is an 18, and there's a lot of fighting and violence. But
yep.
Do you think it's a good game?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's quite a good game especially since how old it is.
See,
yeah,
I'm not really into that kind of stuff, but when I played it, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I would say it's a good game.
From what I know about Skyrim, I think one good thing is its moddability, which means you can install all sorts of things to change the game.
Yeah. And it's also a thing where you can choose your class, basically your class, what you want your character to be. So you can have heavy armor with heavy weapons, or you can have armor that increased your spells and your magic stuff and all that.
Or can you just sneak up behind the enemy and steal their weapons?
Or you can
be
an assassin or a thief and sneak around and steal everyone's stuff and they'll never notice.
And if you've played it, you'll know this very famous line: "Hey, you. Finally awake."
Yep. There are a lot of memes about it. And I heard they're reforming the Dawnguard. Vampire Hunters or something.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, what platforms is it on?
It's on Xbox, PlayStation, PC. I think that's it.
And there might be a Nintendo Switch version. I have no idea.
I think there is. I think however it's come out. Anyway, so what?
So yeah, that's Skyrim. Age 18 on those platforms.
This is James with the theatre guide for this month. At Medina Theatre we have Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra on Saturday 9th of July, Miss Asian Queen Isle of Wight on Saturday 23rd of July, Roy Chubby Brown on Saturday 30th of July. At Shanklin Theatre we have Beyond the West End 2022, every Thursday in July. Theatre Train presents The Little Mermaid, Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of July. The Wall of Floyd, Friday 15th of July. Hello Again, a tribute to Neil Diamond, Saturday 16th of July. Into the Woods Musical, Tuesdays 26th and Wednesday 27th of July. The History of Rock, Friday 29th July. Jack Up Events presents The Music of Northern Soul Live on Saturday the 30th of July. For more information, including showtimes and ticket prices, make sure to check the theatre websites. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
This week's word is verisimilitude. It is a noun which refers to the appearance of being true or real. It can be used in a sentence: "The details give the novel some verisimilitude." It originated from the early 17th century from the Latin word verisimilitudo, from verisimilis, which means probable, from veri or verse, which means true, followed by similis, which means like. That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.